We're back at the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Patriots this week continues with Scott Solak and Matt Chatham. Broncos stay unbeaten. Aqib Talib with another pick six. But Peyton Manning with three more interceptions, including one in overtime. The Broncos improbably survive.
Yeah, I thought Denver, and I watched this whole game, I thought Denver put football back 10 years. The problem is Cleveland put back football 20 years. Peyton had a nice throw to Manny Sanders down the seam, down that right seam, after he threw the pick. And we see this, and we've seen this throughout the first 6 weeks. He has three really great throws in the football game. And those are the highlights you see. What the highlights you don't see are the ones that are turning over like they're some pooch punt. I think the guy's done. I think he's cooked. I don't see any consistency with the arm. I watch him on the sidelines. It's hands on the hip, heads down. He knows it. But he has the ability to still function at the end of the game and somehow find a way to ride the defense. I don't want to bring up Tim Tebow's name, but I'm not comparing Manning to Tebow.
You just did.
But the defense, when Tebow played, Tebow stunk. But there was one drive at the end of a game where he kind of put it together and the defense would carry him, put him in that position to do it. Manning's kind of doing that now. Peyton Manning has become Tim Tebow. It's scary.
The biggest issue, though, that he has, and I see him still continuing to struggle with this, in Kubiak's offense, what's going to happen after the snap of the ball is not yet determined. What he's been so good at through most of his career is pre-snap read, dictating where he's going to go with the ball and getting it out extremely quickly. He's in a very uncomfortable situation now where post-snap, he's got several options and he's got the back to determine, and it's not what the Peyton Manning system has been.
You like so the I pistol think look? You like when he's in the pistol with the threat to run?
It's perfect.
Because there's pretty good odds he's going to run right
Kaepernick,
or left, right?
It's yeah. Kaepernick, more or less.
Yeah. Because I think of the two the same. Yeah. And I love when they play fake him to the right and roll him all the way out to
That's
the
awesome.
Left.
Awesome.
That does a lot for a 38-year-old guy.
Speaking of the physical versus the mental, Dan Campbell, interim head coach of the Miami Dolphins, trying to bring physicality and change the mentality of the Dolphins. And Cam Wake, certainly one of those guys who responded in the win over Tennessee.
You know, Campbell is a Parcells-type guy, meaning he comes from that tree of toughness. It's the old tight end, and he's going to be rough and tough. He started with the Oklahoma drill his first day of practice. Now that was during the bye week. But they have talent down there in Miami. We've talked about this. It seems like this is a weekly thing. It just can't come together. I don't know how long it's going to last for him, but for 1 week he commanded the room. And they listened, and it seemed like they played with passion. I watched that game, too. You see the sideline. The offense is up when the defense is on the field, vice versa, and they're kind of slapping each other around. Before that, you saw guys walking off the field, Philbin trying to clap them, let's go, and guys were just tuning them out.
I think from a personal standpoint, Dan Campbell's a couple months different than me in age. I think I always cheer for the former player. I want to cheer for the guy that could command the room and be in that situation. But I also think of it as something where, wow, if I was in that room, and there's going to be a small percentage of the guys that are still in Miami that would have played against Dan when he was a Cowboy tight end, but there are going to be enough of them that know that he doesn't control their employment. And the reason I think that's important is they're going to lose again this year. They're going to lose a game or two. Something will happen at some point. Are you going to have stragglers in the locker room that look to him and say, you can't fire me? You're in a vulnerable position just like I am. How do they respond to a guy who's not that different in age that doesn't have control of your employment? That's going to be the real test.
And speaking of branches off the Bill Parcells tree, another of them leads his team into Foxborough at 4-1. Todd Bowles and the Jets, subject of our next segment on Patriots This Week.